Blog Talk Radio.
On nights when Dad works late, we'll treat ourselves a bit. At Olive Garden.
Ooh, breadsticks.
It's a chance for us to catch up. So is Donna still in the picture?
Maybe. Enjoy Olive Garden's new chicken crostata, grilled marinated chicken breast with our tomato Alfredo sauce. Or new steak crostata, grilled steak medallions with a four cheese sauce, both with crispy Asiago cheese crostatas and unlimited salad and breadsticks.
So is this serious?
Yeah, this is seriously good. Oh. Olive Garden, when you're here.
Huddle up, huddle up. This is Zaya, sports procrastinator, T. Gibb, a.k.a. Coach Gibson. How y'all doing out there? Coming to you live from Lagos, Nigeria, by way of Long Beach, California. It's the Huddle Sports Nation. If you want to call in and join us for conversation, dial in 516-453-9133, #1 and yen. All right, stop playing around with it. But I got some gripes before I start to talk about how fantastic the NBA is. But I got some gripes for you live. So when I say Balco, boy, if you guys don't know what that is, LeBron James been on a banned substance since he's been in the league, and they just stopped making him it 3 years ago. Wonder why he's space jamming right now. Things that make you say, So let's get to the egregious the egregious flop job he did the other night. In a crucial second, foul, obviously no contact whatsoever. It's getting annoying because that's not the first time, not the second, not the third, not the fourth. He's a flopper. That's why he never will be on Mike level. He got the stuff. You got to get a super team. You got to, you know, he got a bunch of goofy stuff going on with this guy, man. I'm tired of people putting him up there. That's why I get
it. I love it. I love it, Coach. I got to come on early. What I saw with that game with Golden State, and, of course, the Warriors didn't make it. You know what I mean? Memphis played a better game. Ja Morant came out and did his thing. You know, shout out to Tennessee, Memphis, you know what I mean, the whole state of Tennessee. You know, it's good for them. It's good for that town. They're going through a lot of things, you know, right now through the infrastructure, you know, their municipality and through, of course, their, you know, black, you know, the violence down there is crazy. However, what happened to Golden State, and I said this, the league cannot afford not to have LeBron James in the playoffs. I told you this last week. Didn't I say this? And you were like, okay, oh. I said, okay. I said, it's going to happen. The Lakers have to be there because it's the what? The second biggest market in the United States.
Correct.
They got two teams there, the Clippers, who are also the also-rans. That's their name. And the Los Angeles Lakers, their team, people are saying they're coasting. Right, Coach? They've been coasted. Oh, they haven't played their best basketball. They were injured. LeBron's ankle.
Right.
LeBron
right.
got that shot. No matter if what you're saying, you know, the juicing and all that. What I hate the fact that he was wide open. Okay, this is LeBron James, a man that's been groomed for this. So that spotlight, man, you can't leave him open with 3 seconds.
No,
to
you
go.
Can't.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Find LeBron. Let someone else shoot the shot. If they win it, okay. On a Ralph Sampson 86, you know, Rockets shot. No one thought that Ralph Sampson ever hit that shot against the Lakers to lose to Boston, right, that year in 86. This was different.
Right.
This is LeBron James. How is he open? Coach, how in the hell is this man open for that shot? Who's like a tune? You know, my point guard of the network. Let me tell you something. At 53 years old, if you put Honey Bucket Toon in that position, he's going to hit that shot, sir. He's going to bank it to the hole and hit that shot. That's Honey Bucket Toon, who's not an NBA player, even though he's a champion, but not an NBA player, right? So you look at LeBron James, who is, you know, all world, man. You know, I know what you how you feel about him. He's all world. You can't leave him open. And, of course, Golden State deserves to lose. And they played a hard game. It was tied 100-100. 100-100, man. That showed you how hard the Warriors played the Lakers. And they lost because they left LeBron open. Come on, man. You know what I mean? Right. Now I'm going to ask you a question. And it's something that you always say, Coach. That's why I respect you. You're a hater, and I hate you. You know, I hate Steven Singer and you. But the fact of the matter is, I'm like, I give you props. Why did they leave him open? Talk to me.
You know why they left him open. They was told to leave him open. Come on.
Wow.
They got to submit this dude. And by the records, if you don't want to know game winners with LeBron, you want to know the stat? He got 11. 39.
All time.
They not the same.
Wow. Wow.
11-39 is not the same. I don't want to hear he's clutch. Because he's damn sure why he's clutch in that hot potato at the Ray Allen. He ain't want that. He wanted no parts of that.
Wow. Now I'm going to ask you a question. On these O and E stations, are you through right now with LeBron James and we go to NBA action? That's fantastic.
All right, the rant's over. Now let's get back to the fantasticness of the NBA. All right, this is going to be some serious, interesting basketball. Please, from now on out.
All right now.
I don't think nobody's safe.
Mm.
I don't. Everybody talking about these washouts. I don't see it.
Okay, let's go right to it. Philadelphia Rays man. Let's go right to it. What's going to be the outcome of the Wizards and the 76ers?
4-1.
Okay. Okay.
I give Washington one game. They're going to win one game. It's going to be.
I think it's going to be 4-1 or 4-2 if it gets goofy.
All right. Okay.
If it gets goofy, that's what I feel. You know, I think that the catalyst of this playoff run is the proverbial shot maker. His name is Ben Simmons. If Ben Simmons goes out there and have fun, if he's out there, man, passing behind his back, talking, being a catalyst, man, that team is going to the championship.
They're going to the championship.
Remember those games against Golden State last year?
Mm-hmm.
What he did?
Mm-hmm.
What he did? 29 points, 14 assists. I mean, he ruled the court, man. When his hand is like, somebody has to kick him in the ass. Somebody got to say, Ben, you know, I had sex with your mother. Or whatever was going on. You know, Australia is only known for koala bears. Something has to go into Ben Simmons' mind. Oh, you're messing with the Kardashians. Something must happen for Ben Simmons to do his thing. And I'm telling you, if he does his thing, this team wins the championship. Man, I'm looking. Now, you ready for this? I'm predicting this right now for all the world to hear me clearly tonight on this Huddle Sports Nation that I've been proud to be a part of since 2016. Let me explain something to you very clearly. Embiid is going to do his thing. There's no one else in the East that can cover him. You got George Hill coming off that bench for the second teamers, which was smart. You have the coach of the year. Say this again. The coach of the year in Doc Rivers, who knows how to put people in position in a big town. He's here now. It's called Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Brooklyn has no defense. Milwaukee, I'm going to ask you a question. Did Jimmy Butler, you know, get up after that bad fall today?
Seriously.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
You know, I mean, the East is a farce. The only team that I see giving Philadelphia problems in the East, for real, and I know you're going to be like, oh,
the Knicks.
I know you're not me, Philadelphia. You already know. New York.
The Knicks.
Julius Randle is playing like Julius Randle. That's a scary situation, man. He is healthy for the first time in his life. He is balling like he's on the playground at 9 years old, dreaming that he's going to be an NBA ball player. And Derrick Rose. Hey, Coach, go ahead and talk about Derrick Rose right now. I'm going to be quiet.
Okay, Derrick Rose has defined his role. First of all, this is a credit because, you know, I wanted to cry when he went down against and because before his injury, this dude was on a whole another level of basketball. And for him to suck it up, realize his limitations and expectations, and go out there and perform every night and just be a consummate professional, I got a lot of respect for him. I got so much respect for D.J.
Yes, yes.
Because he could have packed it in.
Derrick Rose, I got to go there, guys, and I'm going to share my opinion. And my son knows it. You know, when he was coming up as a little kid, at that time, he was about 9, 10 years old. He know how I love the Bulls. You know, I was a Sixers fan, but I love the Bulls.
Me too.
That's the time when the Sixers was going through the process. That team, man, was the best in the East 2 years in a row. And because of Balco Boy, hate to say it, there's no way the Bulls lost in 2011.
Nope.
You know, no reason why the Bulls lost, you know, in that situation. They had a better team. They didn't have the better coach because Tom Thibodeau is dog.
He's not a good coach.
Shit.
He's overrated. He is overrated.
He's dog.
I'm tired of him.
However, that Knicks team made the playoffs. They quiet as cat for the first time since Brooklyn, you know, since the Nets, you know, moved their team from New Jersey to that borough. They have two. And I'm going to tell you how the NBA is now. How sneaky they are. The two biggest markets in the world have two teams in the playoffs. You know that?
Yep.
However, it doesn't mean anything. You can have the Mets and the Yankees in the playoffs, what have you, whatever. You have the Angels and the Dodgers in the playoffs. But that's about your team, Phillies or Sixers, overcome obstacles. Again, even though the Philadelphia 76ers are the number one seed, similar to how the Eagles were in 2017, do you know they're the underdog to win the championship again?
Yeah.
Like they were in 1980? Now, 1983 was a different situation because that Sixers team was the best, maybe top five all time.
Top five teams in the history. No doubt. You have no argument with me from there.
And you look at Andrew Toney, who's one of the favorite players of Hoonie Bakatun. The Boston Strangler. Going all the way back. You know, I have an affinity to the Sixers because my favorite team in football, my love, is the Las Vegas Raiders. Both teams, the last time they had a championship, was 1983. I am a Sixer fan. I am. You know how I feel. I am, period, all the way live, a Raider fan. I'm a Pittsburgh Pirate fan. And I'm a, you know, a Yankee fan. Going back to We Are Family, right, in 79, right? Haven't won in a long time.
Well, you know, Willie Stargell gave me his hat. I was in the hotel room. You know, We Are Family theme song for the Pittsburgh Pirates in 79.
Who do you think was my favorite player of the Pirates?
It had to be Stargell.
No, it wasn't.
Who was
it? Think about it. Think about my personality. Who was my favorite player right there on the Pirates?
I don't know.
I love Pops. But who was my favorite player on that 79 team? Can you tell me? Or you want me to tell you?
You can tell me.
The two-time wonderful Silver Slugger. The seven-time All-Star. The three-time Golden Glove. The 1978 MVP of the Major League Baseball, Dave the Cobra Parker.
Okay. All right.
So I love the Pirates, man. You know,
I mean, I got
always
a
level.
I got a pillbox hat wearing Pirates. Yeah. I was 6 years old, you know, on a tour bus and, you know, things of that nature.
Wow.
So I got to see some stuff that, you know, and Willie Stargell loved my grandmother. Right.
Wow.
Know. So him and what's his name is like my two favorite athletes in the world. Cause I remember one time just get off subject a little bit. They were doing the Budweiser Superfest in Washington DC. Right. And, we was backstage. We was in the dressing room before they, about to perform or whatever. And, all you hear is, the champ is here.
Oh, wow.
And, Sugar Ray Leonard comes in there, all right? He was sharp as a tack. I mean, sharp.
I said, hey, 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 that's Ray Leonard. Ray Charles Leonard.
So he remembered my grandmother. He said, Grandma, I got something for you. I did forget your picture. But he didn't just come with no regular picture of him. He came with a big giant John of him sitting in the ring with a three-piece on looking like everything. In the corner. It was awesome. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to Cigarette Leonard for being a standard
Ray,
guy to my grandma.
Ray Charles Leonard right there on O&E Dynasty. Listen, man.
Yeah.
I got a chance to meet Thomas Hearns. It was the second greatest meeting in my life in boxing. I was in the airport in Los Angeles. I looked over and I saw a man with a cool hat. You know what I mean? Panama. Glasses on.
Yeah.
I didn't know who he was, so he took off his hat and, you know, took the handkerchief out and rubbed his head. I said, oh, my God. That's marvelous. I went over to him. I went over and I said, Mr. Hagler. He said, how you doing, man? How you doing? I said, look, man, I ain't trying to come close to you. I love you. And I turned around. He said, oh, no. Come in, son. Come in, son. I appreciate that because I walked away because I wasn't a groupie. You know? He said, hey.
Right.
I said, man, I love you, man. You know, you're my favorite boxer. You know, what you did, you know, for the game. At that time, he retired. And I said, listen to me. I said, since you allowed me to talk to you, you walked away from boxing when it didn't treat you right. I have the utmost respect for you, Mr. Hagler. And he said, man, you know, thank you, kid. Thank you. I was 17 years old. Never forget it. 17 years old, you know, visiting my aunt. I'm visiting Philadelphia, but I went back to L.A. for a minute. This is my aunt. And Marvin Hagler is a person, may he rest in peace. And that hurt me. Just like this week. And I'm going to, you know, like you said, we're going to go off the subject. Paul Mooney passed away.
Yeah.
How about that, sir? You know, someone who told the truth and didn't give a damn. I ain't no regular slave. I'm the one that's a runaway. He did that on the Apollo nationally with Sinbad rubbing the rock or the wood piece that they rub at the Apollo. And he said, look, I know he tried to get me off stage. I'm going to say this right now. Y'all stay strong, stay black, and have a good night. Rest in peace, Paul Mooney. But back to Hagler.
Yeah, he told it like it was. That's why I liked him.
You know, Hagler was, man, there's no words for that. Now to the NBA. Tato is prognosticator. Tato's about
right,
the West. And we'll get to the East. It's
right,
the floor is yours.
The West wide open. I'm telling you, man. These, I'm going to tell you something. These young stuff, it's some young stars out West that ain't playing around with people. That kid, Luka, is serious business. He may be defensively challenged, but offensively, it is not a game. And he wills his team to win. They rally him. They rally behind this guy. I love him.
You know what I'm
going to
tell you? I'm going to go there with you. You know basketball. Okay, you know basketball. Like, I know basketball. He's Alex Ingram.
But better.
Did I stutter? Am I wrong? He's Alex English. He's that Denver team with Fat Lever, or excuse me, Lafayette Lever.
Lever.
Kiki Van De Wey. Dan Issel. You know, I don't believe in them. Period.
Okay, I don't believe in them.
So if we talk about the West, I'm going to tell you a team that I believe in and we'll take our first caller. I believe in the Phoenix Suns and what Chris Paul has done. You know, being the leader of practice, man.
I believe in them, too.
He's the leader of their practice.
Okay. You're right.
That team believes in Chris Paul. And Chris Paul, like you said last week, you a disrespectful son of a gun. What you said last week, man, you said to me on this Huddle Sports Nation, you said, well, we'll see if he gets hurt. I said, damn, man, you're a hater. How dare you, man? You are a rotten son of a gun, man.
I mean, he's
all
always...
time that we'll bring on our first caller.
Caller, talk to us at the Huddle Sports Nation.
Hey, peace and abundant divine blessings. How y'all doing?
Oh, God. It's the Tennessee Titans fan. They only got one running back, no quarterback, and no defense.
First of all, I want to say much divine love to you. Let me make an online confession right quick.
Mm-hmm.
It was the coming of you that have renewed for the love of sports, man. I still don't watch it, but I listen to it. I don't care to be told lies, business, but I can listen to your show, and you give me the best of both worlds. You help, you assist me with being current, and you always join in the old school, because you know how I feel about, like, you know, compared to yesterday, today,
yeah.
It's no comparison, man. I don't know if it's politics that got into it or whatever, but I just want to say, man, the Magic Man got the utmost divine love and respect for you. I also want to say, if you don't mind, I got to use your form. I want to say happy belated delivery date to Mother Sister Bessie. I did listen to your show last night and was absolutely incredible. And I wanted to do you
awesome.
The honor, and I also want to say thank you so much for 3 years of service here at ONE Dynasty. To me, you did your show to perfection last night, which explains what you have received a nomination to be inducted into the International Radio Hall of Fame. If anyone has any doubt, download that show immediately, and you will not only see, but you'll hear what Magic Man Haru is talking about. Thank you.
All right, Hoonie. All right. You know what I mean? I know you're in the Hall of Fame. You got to say what you got to say. It's a sports show. Who's winning the championship in basketball, sir, Mr. Point Guard?
Honestly, I don't even know, fam. Again, I'm doing my best to catch up, and thanks to Derek, I will catch up. So, honestly, I don't know what I'm going through at all about who's playing right about now.
All right, Derek. Here, you know, listen, let's school him. If everything goes right, how, you know, like you always say, all in all is, you know, above all, in all, in the capacity and all, it would be the Philadelphia 76ers.
No
this
way.
Team,
no way.
What?
You didn't tell me.
Yeah,
okay.
Derek,
yeah.
I'm out, Derek.
Okay. Hey, Coach, let me ask you something before you give me the good news now, because I'm a – always going to be a 76er fan, right?
Okay.
From 1983 to now. Now, I want to ask you one question. Do they have a good starting five and at least two off the bench, or they got two or three at the most? Be honest
yeah,
with the Magic Man. You don't mind.
Wait a minute.
Hold on, Coach. No, hold on, Coach. You know what now? I'm going to say this right now. The International Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Shrining, the class of 2020. Is disrespectful and a hater. Let me explain something to you, sir. That boy Tyrese Maxey coming off that bench who would give you 30, there's always that rookie. Go back to, you know, we'll talk basketball, Brother Hooney talk about old school. Let's go back to the 1994. Hold on, Coach. Yeah, he's going to be there. You heard what Coach Rivers said. He's going to play them all. Go back like Rudy Tom Jonovitz did. In 94 and 95. Look at a rookie that did his thing and wasn't even a starter, because Kenny Smith was a starter, am I correct? The rookie,
yeah,
Sam Cassell,
and that's my
came off that bench and did his thing, Hooney. Tyrese Maxey is more talented than the Weasel.
That's not, you're going too far, Tony. Don't go too far, Tony.
No, come on now. You try to tell me that Tyrese Maxey? You trying to tell me Tyrese Maxey doesn't have that talent? That
one
supersedes?
Oh, he got one gear. He only got one gear. That gear is good, but he only got one gear. Okay.
He's a rookie.
But Sam Cassell was better than Tyrese Maxey. Knock it off, would you? Knock it off.
I'm telling you right now, Tyrese Maxey can play 50% defense and he's 80% offense. He can come off that bench and score 30. Okay? We're not talking about no Shake Milton, which I believe is going to do a great job for the playoffs. I'm saying to Coach, just like he told me, Huni Bakatun, and, you know, that wonderful year of 2019, that Patrick Mahomes would not win the MVP. And the Chiefs would not win the championship. What happened, Coach? Did you listen to me?
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, I could be wrong. I didn't see what I thought. I didn't see it. This kid's Mahomes on another level. So I could be wrong. See what Andy's is a quarterback guru, and I respect his acumen on that. He does know quarterbacks.
You ready for this?
Knew what
he was. He was the Super Bowl MVP. Now, even though we know Lamar Jackson won the MVP and don't have nothing to show for it. But however, I'm talking about the regular season most valuable player. We look at players that want to get on the court. Tyrese Maxey has game. He can score. He can, he can defend.
You disrespecting Sam Cassell. Sam Cassell was in the game. Kenny Smith was on the bench in the fourth quarter. Disrespect Sam Cassell, man.
Let me ask you a question. Won't Seth Curry be in the bench on the fourth quarter, too?
Seth Curry. Seth Curry ain't hitting them threes. He's a liability.
So, was Kenny Smith a liability in the fourth quarter for those Rocket teams, Huni Bakatun?
Yes.
Just mentioned? Okay, then. So what's your argument?
My argument is Tyrese Maxey ain't ready yet. You know he ain't ready yet.
Oh, my God, man. But people thought
he only got
the Associated Press, the UPI, Reuters didn't think that Sam Cassell was ready in 1994, too. Do you remember that?
No. Sam showed out all season long, though. And he played more minutes than Maxey.
But the press was just like you, pronosticator. They said he wasn't ready. Why are you putting him in the fourth quarter over a winner like Kenny Smith? Right? We know that Seth Curry is not Kenny Smith. That's all I'm saying. Who you talking to? I'm sorry. I just know a little bit of basketball. You hater. Yeah, hater, Coach. I'm going, baby.
All right. So I do want to start with something a little – it's on topic but off topic. Like, remember I told you this is a microcosm society. If you don't know, and if you didn't know, that bubble crap, it was all about them getting vaccinated in that bubble when they was the guinea pigs then. And now we're into the world. They was in the bubble getting vaccinated. That's why they wanted to exclude and isolate.
You know what? Coach, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that tonight on this Huddle Sports Station right here in Orny Dynasty? What is your motivation?
It's a microcosm of society. They would get vaccinated in that damn bubble. That's why they want their family. Oh, no family. No. Vaccination time. Can't come out that bubble if you ain't vaccinated.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to bring on our second caller. What do you want to stay on here? Call number two, you're live with the Huddle Sports Nation. Damon Network, hear it on me. Caller, you're live. Okay, I think the caller is not ready to talk, and that's fine. Huni Bakatun, I know you're there. Did you hear what the coach just said?
Yeah, I heard him.
How dare him? What? You know where I'm going. It's the Huni Bakatun, you know, wonderful, wonderful, soliloquy right here.
Hey, Huni, Now, who do you know? I respect your wisdom. Do you follow me, though?
Loud and clear, and I appreciate you, sir.
No, we're not going to let him off the hook. What's your opinion? You know what I mean? What's your opinion on the vaccinations? You know, what's your opinion on this? I mean, remember, you're a Hall of Famer.
I'm glad you're on the line because I want to know what your opinion on the vaccination.
I give it to you. Okay,
Come on, honey. No dead air, honey.
Okay, I'm sorry. My opinion is my body is a temple, and I'm not allowing anyone to inject into me something that they're not even sure what they're doing.
Thank you. That's just where I'm at with it. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, you know.
And don't get me wrong. Let me say one more thing. I love life. I ain't in no rush to get up out of here. It's my ninth and final time here. But when my time is up, mission planet Earth is done for me. So regardless, it's my last and final time anyway. So it is what it is.
All right, Coach. Go to the West.
All right. Well, I don't got the Lakers coming out the West. I don't.
Who do you have coming out? Okay. So who's coming out to face what I feel? You know, I'm not going to talk about the East, so I'm not going to even bring it up. So who's coming out the West, sir?
Phoenix.
There you go. You hear what he said, Tony Bacatoon? There it is. You know what? I hate you, Coach, but you're right.
If he stays healthy. Very big if. During this guy's 10-year career, your best ability is availability. He's always hurt during a State Farm commercial.
Oh my God!
Why is he getting kicked out the playoffs?
You are a hater, man. I cannot believe you. You know, pronosticate, sir.
This guy's been hurt every run. When they need
it. Has he been hurt this year?
No. Nope. But that don't mean the tweaking of that hammy ain't going to tighten up on him. I don't wish him to be hurt. I want him to be healthy because I want the Sixers to trash them.
But last year you said you wanted him to be hurt to prove that he's not capable to go to the Hall of Fame. Didn't you not say
I'm sitting here watching this act go on right now, and this is the reason why Brooklyn was going out there. This dribble,
you hear this? You hear this, Tony? You hear this?
This dribble, game hard and want to play, go get them kicked out the playoffs.
Listen here. Tony Bacatoon heard you say that this man does not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. He's a quitter. And he does not want to win. That's what you said last year. So now, what are you saying? If he doesn't get hurt,
I didn't say he was quit. I just think he's always.
Yes, you did. And I wish Larry Shepard was on his line right now.
Chris Paul is going first ballot. Okay, I'm not even going to dispute that. Probably top seven pure point guards ever played the game.
Right, but what happened last year? Were you angry?
I was, because I wanted them to win.
Okay.
Angry. He keep getting hurt all the goddamn time.
I love it.
That's why I love our coach. I love our coach. See, that's what a real man. Listen up, little boy.
I hate him. Honey Bacatoon. I hate him.
I like it. We love you, though, producer.
Thank you.
That's 2020 nominated Hall of Fame producer, our CEO, DJ Olasky. But anyway, it takes a man, not a male, that can admit something like that. Man, I love it.
You know what? Coach, you have a fan right there in Tony Bacatoon. I heard what you said last year, and you ain't shit, Coach. You've seen this man play.
I said the same thing I'm saying now.
He's injury prone. He's a walking. He's a walking. Geritol.
Really? To the Chris Paul family out there, to the Paul family, please, the views and opinions of our wonderful coach and our sports director is not the views of Ornie Dynasty. This man told y'all last year what I said earlier. And now this man has been healthy all the way live, Hoonie Bakatoon, and the rest of the world. And now you're saying that if he stays healthy, things will go to the NBA Finals. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. And I'm telling you this. The reason why Sixers is going to the chip.
No, wait a minute. You haven't okay, have you truly evaluated the West? So now you're going to the East? That's what you're doing right now, Coach?
I value the way the West, and I don't think nobody can beat Phoenix in a seven-game series the way they, these guys is killers out there. And they got
okay.
people playing. And Chris Paul, all Chris Paul, he got this dude Bridges playing like he never, like, I don't know. It's other people out there playing like, I can't believe it. Where was this
Hold on.
3 years?
No. We were here that night. You know, it's crazy, right, Hoonie Bakatoon? We were here the night that the Philadelphia 76ers traded Malik Bridges to the Phoenix Suns to get a person that's not even in the league.
Zaire Smith.
What did I tell you,
trading
Coach?
Bitcoin. Zaire Smith is trading Bitcoin as we speak. Okay.
Remember what I told you? I said, what the hell? I called him, Hoonie Bakatoon, during the draft. And I said, what was that? Was it because your mom worked for the Sixers? And you couldn't have a conflict of interest? Go ahead, Coach.
The process is a flop. And when anybody's going to go through that mantra of seeing a bunch of garbage for 7 years, you're going to get that route's garbage. That process garbage is garbage. They happen to luck up and get Embiid. It was luck. Pure luck. They lucked up. The Sixers, you said it. We already know what Embiid going to do, but it's all about Ben. And I'm going to tell you straight up and down. The fact that Ben Simmons is 6'10 and these maniac point guards can't get, he frustrates them, is going to be the reason why the Sixers win the chip. Because there ain't nobody blowing by him. All
yes.
the cute moves don't
yes.
work on him. And this is what
what's
I want to see.
What's the reason why?
What I want to see is what I'm watching right now. All we want to see against Brooklyn is James Harden doing a step-back three, shooting his team out the game. He can't do nothing.
What is the one word that Ben Simmons gives to the Philadelphia 76ers to get them to the over the hump for the first time since 2001? Come on, get it right. So I hate you
gumption.
Anyway. You know what I mean? I can't stand
gumption.
You.
Gumption? I'll
say gumption. I'm going to tell you defense.
Of course, the defense. Yeah, Colt, you have no argument with me there. See, the you can't get have it. Everybody, you can't have it, Joe. What? Everything can't have it, Joe. Way. The Sixers aren't, they don't need him to shoot. They need him to play deep. They need him to rebound. They need him to make these correct passes in transition. But they also do need 5 to 7 more points from Ben Simmons. That's all we're asking. And in the playoffs, you're supposed to step your game up. So if Ben averaged 5 to 7 more points than he was averaging in the regular season, this is going to be a night. This could be 4-5-4.
Wow.
My lucky
number. Hold on. Okay. I love that. Now, pieces of a dream. Okay. Mr. Hoonie Bakatoon, now you understand what we're saying about the Philadelphia 76ers. If Ben Simmons plays his game, a la Irvin Johnson, you know, back passes between his legs, going between other defenders' legs, like he does, plays defense, dunks the ball.
Because Embiid is really the MVP. He's not going to win it, but he should win it. Embiid's the MVP of the league. He is the most dominant player in the league.
Honey?
And he's skilled.
Man, I'm loving
he's
it. But y'all, make me wanna, y'all make me want to cut my television on again, man. But I, again, you know,
Honey, if you want to see, you want to know what you want to, you know what you get when you get Embiid. You get a taller, stronger Olajuwon.
Mm.
Whoa.
You heard what he said.
I'm dead. I'm with a three. Olajuwon ain't had no three. This guy got a three. It's getting better and better.
But, Coach, what about the defense, though? When you compare that.
Oh, come on now. You haven't watched basketball.
Okay, so.
He has not watched basketball. Come on, Coach, get in there.
I don't watch it.
If Ben don't win defensive player of the year, Embiid should win. He averaged like three blocks a game, Hooney. He ain't playing. He ain't getting dunked on. And he'll send you to the ground.
All right, since we're talking defense now, you know I got to go there.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to make my producer mad, but I got to go there. When you talk defense and you're talking
– You don't care about making me mad. Shut up.
I love you, too. When you talk about defense, can you compare that type of defense to the defense of the great Bobby Jones?
Oh, come on, man. All right, Coach, deliver him something right now from the ABA, NBA player for North Carolina, Robert Jones.
Yeah. Bobby was in your chest, though. And he was in your chest in the area when you could hand check. So I don't.
Correct.
That's
not the game now. That's not the game now. Come on now, deliver the right answer.
So the answer now, because due to how the game is played, Ben's on a whole another level defensively. Because you know why Ben is? Because Ben is picking point guards. He'll pick you. He's a thief. He ain't Allen Iverson's thief that play passing lanes. He'll on-ball pick you with that six.
Like a...
You think you're doing a cute crossover?
Like
boop.
Coach,
he got the most.
Like
his stat. Ben Simmons has the most breakaway dunks in the league. And they all steal.
So he's like a Grinch then, like the Grinch that stole Christmas.
Yeah, oh, he's definitely the Grinch that stole Christmas. Yeah, he'll pick your pocket. We get on this boy too hard because we see, you know, okay, like I said, every player has a flaw. His flaw is a bad flaw because in the league that we in, everybody's shooting. He just don't want to shoot.
No one wants to play defense, honey. And Ben Simmons is all NBA.
The reason why he's so good.
The question to Honey, what Honey brought to you was, is Embiid like Bobby Jones?
I mean, you can't. That's well, Bobby was a wing man. You can't say Embiid. But for Embiid, I mean, Hooney, I've seen Embiid playing point guards and stopping them. They're not even blowing by him. And when they blow by him, you know what he does? Keep going. I'll go to the well. I'm going to pin it to the backboard by other way.
Man.
This guy is, he is one of the most athletic, uncoordinated people I've ever met in my life. And I wish he'd stay off the ground. He's too big to be rolling on the ground at 7'3", but he's always on the goddamn ground. He's uncoordinated, but he's very athletic. You get where I'm going with this? So Embiid is, I mean, he's serious business. Like, I mean, he's laughing at these people that they be trying to put on him. They can't stick him. You want to know why? Because he got that. He still has old school moves that are still pertinent. See, the problem with today's players is they only want to play you face up. He got a dream shake. Along with a plethora of other stuff that he got going on. Embiid's my guy. And guess what, Hooney? Guess what he got? Got heart.
Wow. So it sounds like how, and I hate to go there, but yeah, I do. I ain't forget the hate. I'm going to go there. It sounds like how it used to be, but not just the love of the game, but raw R-A-W talent.
Yes.
And if
you can
be that
he
tall,
has learned to have
down
a,
on
you
the
know,
floor.
He has had learned to have a love for the game of basketball because of what Brother O was saying. You get a coach that is, I would say, player friendly, but stern, and you're going to listen to a winner. You're not listening to a novice that don't know nothing. Brett Brown knew nothing. They're like, who are you? You listen to a proven winner in Doc Rivers, and things change. I mean, I'm telling you, I was so anti-Tobias Harris this year. I don't know what Doc said to him. Tobias Harris is on another level. He's worth one. We gave him max money, Hooney, and I was like, I can't justify that. I can justify it now. So coaching is imperative. Uh-huh. And they are. The Sixers are probably, I mean, when the Sixers start the game, they be in so much of a sync and a rhythm. You'll be down 19-6 to them because they're just playing within their system.
You hear that, honey?
Why you down? Because they done got three stops, two steals, hit two threes, three and ones, and now you're like, oh, God, we in the hole.
Now I got something to say.
Hey, Coach.
To all of us.
Hey, Coach. Can
go
I?
Ahead, go ahead, honey.
Hey, Coach, that's what it comes down to, real coaches. And I was fortunate to have some of the greatest coaches in my life. And recently, I got a coach, a life coach, that when the Magic Man was down, it's like I couldn't get a championship to help save the network for a while.
Right.
Here's a good coaching dad for you. Here's a good coaching dad for you. And this coach here is not only a male coach, but he also got a twin who's a female coach that told me, keep your head up. We all been there. You understand?
Yes.
That's what real coaches do for us, man. So if you say Doc Rivers is the coach that's leading them to lead this team this year, if I'm hearing you correctly.
Yes.
Doc Rivers that was not only a Hall of Famer himself, man, but he had a pretty good game himself. Doc Rivers. Oh, man.
You got to understand you respect the respectable. You know, they playing for this guy. And they are all over. Like, this Sixer team, only thing I said, I hope God tell them, look, man, let them have it, too.
Uh-huh.
You got to
on them. Well, I'm going to let you have it. I hate you.
Go ahead.
I think you're the worst host in history of Oney Dynasty. However, congratulations on your Oney syndicated station all-time connection record with your 31st all-time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well deserved.
And I hate you. Now back to you and Hooney.
Okay, so.
Man, I love it. Oh,
in the league now, Hooney,
so
the way the league is set up now, it's like O said, it's pussyified. Okay? Nobody wants no contact. Everybody just want to jack.
I didn't say that. I said it's bitchified.
You didn't say that.
I said bitchified.
Okay.
Now get the story. Tell the wife.
Okay, right on.
Oh,
he
my
said,
God.
He said sissified. I used the other word. But
No, I said bitchified. Continue.
Well, bitchified. Okay. Same difference. All they want to do is sit out there and shoot threes. Now, the Sixers' only problem is the perimeter defense. It's irky because they're trying to do too – it's like, you know, you try to do too much. No, let them have them dumb twos. Just don't let them have three. Sixers be blowing you out, and they keep letting people back in games because they're not out on the perimeter shooters. So I hope Doc changes the narrative. Like, look, man, look, I don't need you double-teaming a bum that got an easy layup. Let them have the easy layup. I'm worried about them three threes that's going to come down the pipe. When that ball swings around.
No. I'm going to say this right now. Looney Parkinson.
You don't agree?
How you feel about
– you don't agree?
No, I'm going to go there, right? I'm going to go there after what I say to you. Looney Parkinson, how you feel about this man that's carried this franchise? You know, a franchise that was started with Carl Thomas, who was outstanding for us, and 31 all-time connection records tonight. And for him to see it and be on the show and feel it, your opinion – as a Hall of Famer at this time. And then I will say what I say.
First of all, I love my coach. Man, I remember when I first heard your tone of voice, sir, your wisdom, your skill, and your passion, and your love for the game. And you do it, then whether you get championship or not. But it's always great when you do. But that shows who and what you are. It's because you're going to keep doing what you're doing and say what you say time and time again. That shows and proves who and what you are, not just for me, but all of us at O&E Dynasty and our most attentive listening audience. So keep raising the bar. I'm proud of you. You know that the Magic Man got nothing but
unadulterated
divine love for you. You know that.
From a Hall of Famer, that means everything. And I wanted to say my next week, I got an interview with what we call him Michael Vick before Michael Vick of the Public League of Philadelphia. His name's Keith Singleton. I don't know if you guys heard of him, but he was Michael Vick before Michael Vick. He won championships at Washington High School, and he had some trials and tribulations in life that proved preceded him from going to the next level in football. He went to federal prison, and he's going to be here to tell you his trials and tribulations, and it's going to be – he'll give it to you candidly. And he's a great person.
Okay. You know, so you have – you know, I love that, but I hate you. So you're saying that Philadelphia and Phoenix will be the championship. Is that what you're saying,
yeah,
Coach?
Saying that if they don't, I'm saying that stand up is, but when the betting and anything else comes into it, some type of way, Balco Boy and his squad gonna be hanging around.
I think they lose to Phoenix in the Western Conference Final. I think Philadelphia beats Brooklyn because Brooklyn has no defense. And it's a trans, you know, that transcending moment, you know what I mean, the 2021, where great champions come out and win. And, you know, I think that will be Philadelphia, Mr. Looney Parkinson, 4-2 over Phoenix to win the NBA championship for the first time since 1983. Your opinion, Looney Parkinson?
I definitely got the Sixers win. If the Sixers is a tough team to beat. You know what's so wild about them? They've been in every game, even in their losses, they fight. This ain't the same type of makeup. They don't got the same type. I don't know what Doc did, but Doc probably told them, listen, ain't nobody job safe around here. I don't care who he is. And I'm not playing. And y'all going to see when I start kicking people off this team. We start getting rid of people.
Uh-huh.
He ain't playing.
That's it. Hey, Rooney, how you like that one, Rooney?
I love it. I love it. Let me say this right now. You know how I feel about old school versus new school. And if they can't squeak, whoever they're playing, they may not going to be good as the old school. But let me ask you something, Coach. I want to ask you this. I know you love me, and I love you too, right? But if you told me to come to practice, right? If you told me to come to practice because you wanted to win the NBA championship and I just did what I wanted to do, and you benched me for the first half, would you bench me the whole game when you knew you could not win this game without me? I'm putting you on the spot now.
No, I wouldn't.
Hold on.
That happened with Larry Brown and Allen Iverson.
Right.
However, Allen Iverson never practiced. And he played the whole game. And he played 48 minutes on Ibaka, too.
Allen Iverson.
Here's the situation. Was it right, though? You know, a lot of times Allen Iverson said, Honey Bakatoon, I wish that he would have benched me to be able to have the understanding. Maybe I would have won a championship if I had discipline. Remember now, discipline is never the enemy of enthusiasm. What would have been, you know, you asked the question. And you know me, I got to come on and say what I say. You know, Allen Iverson, you know, didn't have a coach that got in his ass since John Thompson of Georgetown. I'm going, y'all.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Correct.
Wow.
It's hard to, like, a player like that, right, because Allen Iverson was just so special, talented, that was his Achilles heel. Because had he worked on his game, like Kobe worked on his game, Allen Iverson, it would have been hands down top three ever that did it if he'd have worked on his game. But he never worked on his game.
I got you, Coach. But you had not an Alvin Iverson, right? But you had me, the Magic Man. I'm asking you. Let me paint a picture for you.
What?
Okay. We played all, you know, I mean, I pretty much rode the bench pretty much the whole tournament, right, because he was trying to discipline me. So I'm asking you, you was the coach, and it came right down to the two best teams, and they was running a full-court press.
Uh-huh.
The team could not get the ball past half court, right? I'm painting the picture for you, right? So you knew that if you wanted to win the game, right, or to bench me, to teach me a lesson, right, what you going to do, Coach? Are you going to win the game? Are you going to put your star point guard in the game like DJ Lasky, our producer, was mentioning earlier, so you can win the game? Or you're going to be so hard-pressed on teaching me a lesson that you would rather lose the game to teach me a lesson?
I think that the lesson would have been taught. Now, I'm just giving you – the lesson would have been taught when you were sitting there watching these players. You let the team down. You know, team down.
That's right.
I did something.
That's right.
Because, see, I've been in that situation. It was a long time ago, but I really got ostracized by my friends. My friends weren't speaking to me for a while, because what happened was we had a playoff game, and I was acting like a goddamn ape around my, you know, playing around and joking around, right? So my uncle was like my like the only father figure I knew. He was like my disciplinary. He told me, yo, guess what you're not going to do? You ain't playing. I said, you can't be serious. It's the playoffs. We lost. But guess what he did? We had an all-star game, and guess who played an all-star game? The next week.
You know what? I got to go there.
Wow.
1966,
wow.
Tony Bakatoon. 1966, Tony Bakatoon. There was a team, you know, that Cincinnati had, was called the Royals, who became, you know, the Kansas City Kings and, of course, the Sacramento Kings. You look at a person that had a triple-double for a career. Not the foolishness that, you know, Russell Westbrook is doing now. he was benched in 1966, and that team had a chance to go to the playoffs. Okay? He was benched. Okay? He did not play.
That's a fine line.
You know,
fine line.
Come on, hold on. He didn't play, Hunibaka too. He learned, and he didn't win a championship until 1971. This is a person that averaged a triple-double for a career. I'm going to ask you a question now. Coach, you know that question. You already know the answer, right? You know the question and the answer. Hunibaka too, who was that player that had to learn from 66 to earn his only ring?
Wait a minute.
I know.
I honestly, it takes a man to know that I just don't know. Honestly, sir, I don't know.
Okay. Now, Coach, 1971, he was given a player that was a complimentary player, and I'm not going to tell you what school he went to and all that because it would be easy for you to know. I'll give you a clue. The team was the first expansion team. So there you go. Say it again. What's his name? Tell Hunibaka Toon what's his
Oscar
name.
Oscar Robinson.
Oh,
Hunibaka
Toon.
The great Oscar Robinson.
Who can hang out?
The great Oscar Robinson was benched.
Who can hang out that?
Was benched. And that 66 team did not make the playoffs. You talking about Oscar Robinson.
Oh, my. Wow.
You know who can
Oscar
hang out now?
Robinson.
You know who can hang out now in this league and be a stud star? Pistol Pete Maravich.
Yeah, no doubt.
The way
all the demons he had, yeah. But I want to make a point. I want to make a point to Hunibaka Toon. That coach said, no, as great as you are, you're hurting the team. We talk about Oscar Robinson. Mr. Hunibaka Toon. Now imagine what went through his mind and now living to the apex of 5 years, right? Still playing hard, still doing his thing, and got to his older age. Just like Gideon, right? And I'm still doing my thing, right? Once he got that player, they can give it down low, to give and go. His name was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And they won the championship over the Baltimore Bullets. Any questions, Hunibaka Toon?
Nah, you made that crystal clear.
And you know who they beat in that championship?
Hold on.
You know who they beat? Who was the Baltimore Bullets star player? And don't Google it either.
Was it Bullet? Bullet? The Bullet?
It was the Baltimore Bullets.
Oh,
who's the star player?
Unsell?
Nope. Unsell was on that team. He was the star player.
Bob Bullet Hang?
No. Stop, man. You know what? You need to be ashamed of yourself. That's the Dallas Cowboys.
I know who it was. Jeff Rue.
Uh-huh. No. That's the 80s. You being stupid. That's the Washington Bullets. The star of that team, and this is for Hunibaka Toon. Let you know your producer know a little bit about basketball. It was Black Jesus. Shut up, Coach. Who was Black Jesus?
Wait a minute.
Hunibaka Toon?
Oh, no. Dude. Who was Black Jesus?
Who was Black Jesus?
I don't know. I don't know. You got me.
Coach?
Was it the Pearl?
There you go. Go ahead, Coach. What's his name, Coach?
Earl the Pearl. Philadelphia, baby.
Okay,
there
so
you
I
go.
Got a question right quick. I got a question right quick. Y'all
he
mentioned.
He couldn't hang out now, though.
Hold on.
You're disrespectful. You're disrespectful, Coach, and that's why I hate you. Go ahead, Hooney.
Y'all mentioned Pistol Pete. Now, you know, sometimes the Magic Man sounds like a racist bastard, right? Now
here we go.
It's not too many, as I like to say, white chocolate players that can compare to, you know, we dominated. You know, we've been dominating sports and all that kind of stuff. You know that, right?
You talk about the pistol.
Netman's trying to dominate the mind in this information that we're putting out. That's why the magic man is here, right? But anyway, that's besides the point. Now, Pistol Pete, can you compare him to Jason Williams, otherwise known as White Chocolate?
Yeah.
White Chocolate.
Yeah. I think I think Pistol Pete was better.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Coach, are you serious?
No
doubt.
You
got
to watch this guy.
You know the reason why? Because I'm going to tell you something right now. Jason Williams was drafted on a good team, Honey Bakatoon, the Sacramento Kings. He was a second-round draft pick. You're talking about the first overall draft pick on a team that a region never even know that basketball existed in New Orleans. Why is the Utah Jazz named the Utah Jazz, Honey? There's no Jazz in Salt Lake City.
Right.
Hello? You there, honey?
I'm telling you, Pistol Pete.
Utah Jazz. Okay, Utah Jazz. He was drafted to the New Orleans Jazz, sir. An expansion team out of nowhere. Going nowhere. He was the face of that franchise. Situations happened. He was to the Atlanta Hawks. Did his thing
there.
Let
me ask you a question. I got a question.
All right, be real with me, though. I'll be real with
any
you,
of the Showtime Lakers teams beat any of the Lakers teams with Kobe and Shaq?
Woo! Go ahead, Coach.
Man, they were stopped there, man. I used to have the Showtime back in the day with Magic.
Now,
and
I think the Showtime Lakers
would
have kicked their face in.
Man. Oh, man.
You sure? You sure, Coach? Okay, first of all, hold on. First of all,
I'm
everybody
sure.
You are in an illusion, because there's nothing that Kareem. Okay, we know I love Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but you already know that Kareem could not even matter when it comes down to forceful, strong, aggressive, and athletic centers. The 1983 Sixers proved that. But we know that Moses Malone was not Shaquille. And the triangle and all that Showtime would have beat that Showtime team. Why? Because Casey Jones understood defense. And that Celtic team wouldn't have beat that powerful team, you know, the trimester. You know what I mean? Back-to-back-to-back championships. Y'all are, you guys are illusional. You lost your mind. That 2000 team that had, that 2000 team that had Glenn Rice as MVP.
Right.
The 2001 team that beat the Sixers. And the 2002 team that beat the Nets with a crush show child. Because they had a coach that was better than Pat Riley.
What about the team that stopped the Celtics? Who going to stick
with Robert Horry was sticking. Jamal Lewis wasn't part of that team. Jamal Lewis was the 80 team. So I'm going to stop now. Stop. The 80 team played the Sixers. So Jamal Lewis was retired. Come on, Coach.
Okay.
Come on, Coach.
But who's going to stop Cooper Loop?
Cooper Loop was already old by the time he played the Celtics. He's a non-factor. An old Dr. J dunked on him during the championship.
This is true.
Oh, my God. That classic dunk. Was that the Rockabye Baby?
Okay, so your point, Michael Cooper is not a factor. There's no Bob McAdoo. Okay, Kurt Rambis against who on that Laker team? Kobe Bryant was on that team, sir. You know what, though, Coach? You know, I hate you. You know what? I have no respect for you.
You
don't know basketball, man. You make me sick, man. You're like,
I do know basketball. All I know is that Magic Johnson gives people – he get Udoka is the same Magic Johnson that plays center against the Sixers, right?
And the Sixers had no center. They had a young, immature Darryl Dawkins. Your point.
So Magic Johnson take up three positions.
We're talking about the Lakers.
Who's going to stop Magic? Let's just start there. Who will stop Magic?
Okay.
And you tell me that.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a
and
question. Let's go back to those Western Conference finals.
Magic, listen.
Hold on. You asked me a question. Fat Lever was the greatest defender against Magic Johnson, right?
All right.
Derek Fisher was a better defender than Lafayette Lever. Do you know basketball,
stop
sir?
It. Okay, but you're going to tell me when you Magic back here,
okay.
Down. Matt, look, listen. We talking about Magic Johnson here, who,
This is the second best point guard of all time.
Okay. Who won?
I told you that. Isaiah Thomas. You know that, man. No, I feel, man.
Over Magic? Stop it.
Damn right. Prove it in the finals. We're talking about the Lakers and the Lakers.
No, we're talking about Lakers and Lakers.
Now we're not going to talk about opinions.
That thug basketball, them nuts was out there playing. I don't want to hear that.
We're talking about Isaiah Thomas that came out of college as the first hardship sophomore. Stop playing.
He's my number one. We're talking about Lakers and Lakers.
First of all, who's going to stop Shaq?
Nobody.
Okay.
And I just told you who's going to stop Magic. So the Lakers win in six games. And here's another question. Who's going to stop Worthy? Nobody.
Worthy was a trumped up point guard that if I blew on him, he would blow in the wind. Here's the situation. On the real point, who's going to stop Kobe Bryant?
You're disrespectful.
Who's going to stop Kobe? Honey Buckatoon, who's going to stop the Black Mamba? Oh, man. Master Quietness, Holy Quietness?
Nobody.
Stop playing,
Michael, stop, man.
You know what? No, you ready for this? Ready for this?
Wait for this, coach.
The state store is closed. Stop playing, man. Ain't nobody stopping Kobe Bryant, bro. You know what? The Lakers whooped their ass 2000 to 2003. That Showtime team got a lot of flash. It's wonderful. And they got Kareem. Shaquille has Kareem. He breaks his nose. And don't forget this. That Kareem is older.
Listen, you may actually be right, though, because
let the man in here, though. Coach.
Hey, listen, Magic Man, please be sensible. Know your basketball before you make a comment. Go.
I am. I can speak old school. I can't speak too much about new school, but I do know about Kobe and Shaq. Man for man, let's be real here. Man for man, the old school Lakers had the starting five and another five coming off the bench plus two more.
And the new school Lakers didn't have that. Come on, give him another argument.
You got Kobe, Shaq. Give me the rest of them. Give me another seven.
You ready for this?
Kobe,
Rick
Shaq.
Rick Fox. Okay, listen to me. No. Hold on. Rick Fox will stop Norm Nixon.
True.
So far there's three people right there.
Okay, and Robert Ory will stop Michael Cooper.
Okay, that's four.
Okay, and I already gave you Derek Fisher or Magic Johnson, and I told you that, you know, he's another Lafayette leader. That's 5-on-5.
Give me another five.
I want you to stop saying that.
Give me another five and come off the bench.
Oh.
Please stop saying Derek Fisher comes from Magic Johnson. Please stop it. Please.
It's all about the triangle defense, the triangle offense.
Let me tell you something.
That's what works.
Hold on.
I love this show. Who's back a tune? Let's go there for their first championship. They needed veteran leadership. They didn't need too much to beat the Nets and the Sixers. But that team they played against Indiana, they had a sharpshooter that would have beat anybody in the era of Showtime. That boy was so bad that he got the MVP of the finals and retired. Who was that, Hooney Bakatoon?
Indiana.
I'm waiting.
You said from Indiana. From Indiana.
No, he wasn't from Indiana. He played for the Lakers, and he destroyed Indiana, and he was the finals MVP over Shaq and Kobe to win their first title. Who was it?
Oh, I know. You lost me. I don't know.
Coach, Glenn Rice. Why don't you tell him? Glenn Rice.
Glenn Rice was at work, though.
Case closed.
No. You got a point there, but
do you know how good Glenn Rice was in that 99-2000 season?
Yeah, Glenn.
Stop playing me, Coach. Don't play me on the air, Coach. This
was
Rudy Bakatoon's a Hall of Famer.
I kind of forgot how good they was.
And he was a haggler, Mr. Rudy Bakatoon. He said, guess what? I got my ring finally. Y'all can kick rocks. Go on and you'll get your dynasty.
But I'm trying to
Rudy Bakatoon. Any comments, Rudy Bakatoon?
I got a
comment on something you said earlier, sir, producer.
Go ahead.
Hall of Fame 2021 nominated.
I don't hear none of that.
You mentioned Isaiah Thomas,
right? That's my number one.
I respect that. To me, it's Magic Johnson, but I want to say something on Isaiah. He's the only player I have ever seen heat up when you try to grab him, and he'll lean over and shoot the Nets out. Just kill Nets.
Man.
I mean, don't get no rim.
Zeke's an underrated bad boy, though. I mean, he's a phenom.
I'm going to go there. I'm going to go there for y'all guys. And hold back until I come at your net. We're talking basketball. Isaiah Thomas scored 27 points, 14 assists, and 9 rebounds on a broken leg. Face close. On the NBA Finals. Okay. So I'm going to say, and they won the game.
Wow.
Zeke is my man. So, you know, I don't know how you come at that, and I appreciate you giving, you know that response of respect. I don't give a damn if you get response, respect, or not. Okay? Zeke, number one all-time point guard in my life. Continue, man.
Okay,
out of respect for you, Hall of Famer.
I just don't understand how you can even fathom to say he was better than Magic. I just don't get it.
Hey, Coach, I got another question. Hold on, honey.
I'm going to tell you why. Because look at that ego of the bad boys and all those folks, Adrian Dantley, John Sally, Dennis Rodman, Lambert, those crazy, all of them should have been in prison. But who was the leader?
Thomas.
Who was tough enough to be? Okay, then. Go ahead, honey.
All right, so here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Producer, CEO, you know that the Magic Man loves you, right? You know that, right? Did you say that live on the
Hey,
show?
Listen, man. Listen. I have a little bit of hatred for you. Because you're talking shit to me tonight. Undercover, also passive-aggressive shit. But I do respect you as a Hall of Famer like I hopefully will be as producer and always a DJ. Go ahead, Hooney Bakatoon.
I'm like a detective. I can have all the evidence in the world, but I need to get the confession tonight. Can Imagine Man get a confession?
Oh, man. Huddle Sports Nation is fantastic.
Can I get it? I need a confession. Look, you know, the Imagine Man loves you. I love my CEO, my coach, my life coach. my Hall of Fame nominated class of 2021.
Oh, man, stop. No, with the gallery, man. Say what you got to say.
You know. Okay. Well, you know the Magic Man loves you, right? And I know you love me.
I love you with a heart and soul, man. What you talking
okay,
about?
Okay, man. Now, coach, you know Magic Man Haru love you, and I know you love me, right?
Correct.
Okay, so I got the confession. Now, here's where my question come in at. What kind of love did Magic Johnson and Isaiah had when they would meet? When they would meet.
They would meet in the middle of the court.
And tongue each other down. I don't understand it. I mean,
they didn't tongue each other down, Honey. Look at you know in the videotape. They gave each other love, and they never kissed themselves in the mouth. You didn't see that. It was a tongue. You know, it was no tongue. It was on the side. Come on, now, come on, Honey, man. You know what, though, Honey? Really, man? Really? That's what you're gonna do tonight?
I saw them French kids in the middle of the floor.
No, you didn't. You know what, though? That's what makes Hall of Sports Nation so wonderful. Louis Marcatulli is starting controversy as a Hall of Famer, and that's what he does on a constant basis. Listen, I said what I said about Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas went through the hard time of, you know, the early Detroit Pistons. Hold on. You know, he went through the hard times of the Detroit Pistons, had to go through all those teams, including Boston. They beat Boston. Chicago wasn't ready.
I have a despise for Zeke. I don't like that guy.
Oh, here we go with the bullshit. Go ahead.
And let me tell you something, all right? Let me tell you how good Magic was, since you want to go there.
Right.
Had Phil Jackson say, all right, Mike, I love you to death, but this boy killing you. The Bulls would have lost to the Lakers if Magic Johnson, if they wouldn't have put Pippen on Magic Johnson, they'd have lost. He was killing Mike. Know what he was doing? Backing him down. Half hook, take that in your face, Mike. I love you to death. You built, but you ain't built to stick me. And I ain't got nothing else to say about Isaiah Thomas.
Except you ready for this? Hold on. Forget your sore loser shit. Watch this, Tony Bacatelli, about basketball. Isaiah Thomas to score on anybody. And he was 6'1". Hold on. Watch your mouth. Magic Johnson was stopped by a second-round draft pick from Central Arkansas. The Bulls to win the championship. Am I right?
But this guy, Scottie Pippen, is a Hall of Famer.
But as a Robin, we're talking about Isaiah Thomas, Mr. Illinois. 1978, goes to the University of Indiana. Wins as a sophomore.
Top five defender.
No. Let's go there. Mr. Illinois. Tony Bacatoon, you hear what I said? Mr. Illinois goes to play for Bobby Knight in a system that did not suit him. And he still overcame Bobby Knight's bullshit and won a championship for him for the first time. Well, the second time, excuse me. They won in 76, in 81. Over North Carolina. Over James Worthy. Am I right? Hello? You there?
You are.
Yep, you're right.
Do
you're
I hear
right.
cricket?
Right.
Okay, so he played for a Detroit Pistons team that was bullshit until 1985. when they drafted right, hired a great coach like, you know, the Sixers have right now in Chuck Daly.
And all they did was beat – all they did was slam people to the ground for defense and scare people.
But, however, that was the rule. Okay, first of all, man, I'm not trying to hear nothing you have to say about that. That was the rules at that time. Detroit used it and won championships. Who was their leader? Who was the 11-time All-Star?
Their leader was
MVP of the league. MVP of the league. And guess what? That was the time. And to me, he is the all-time point guard in my life. Isaiah.
Those are personal views. That's personal. The reality is.
No. Reality. Listen, man. Two-time champion. All those All-Star games. He scored.
And Magic got five rings.
Hold on. He could score. Ready for this, Rudy Bucketson? He could score without backing no one down. He never backed no one down. He had a dribble that was out of this world. Period.
He was phenomenal.
Career's own shot. Listen. Irvin backed people down. You know what Rudy Bucketson said. Isaiah Thomas never backed no one down in his life. Huh? Rudy Bucketson? He had a dribble. The guy. And the creativity to be a leader, and he was an assist maker on a bad boy team that might not have a lot of talent, but won championships. I'm through. You and Rudy Bucketson can talk all day long. It's your playground. You got the basketball, and it's midnight.
Magic got five rings. Second.
No, coach, no.
Magic also had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And your point? Would the 80s Lakers would have won without Kareem? Who was the MVP in 1980? The MVP in 1980 was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, am I right? He ain't got hurt in that sixth game against the Sixers. That was an anomaly, man. They had Dal Dawkins, who all he do is drink, run women, and break backboards. That's why they won in 80. That's why Magic Johnson was tuned in. Man, stop playing with me, bro. Listen. In the 84 championship against Boston, did Magic Johnson show up?
No. He showed up five more times.
Magic Johnson was right. However, in 85, they understood what they needed to do.
So you mean
hey, hold on. Wait a minute, coach. That's why it's Huddle Sports Nation. I love you. Tony Bacatillo, you so old school, right? Am I right?
Yep, that's right.
In the sixth game of that series, no matter what Magic did, who hit the quintessential shot to win the championship for L.A.? I'll wait.
Was it the sky hook?
Did you see it for yourself? No, it was not Magic.
Yeah.
It was Kareem.
What?
When he put his fist up in the air.
Yeah.
Got him. He said, I got him.
You know
so they said that. They said that.
All right. The Lakers were the young boy Lakers were the watch them. I'm starting to see stuff.
Thank you.
They the watch.
Thank you.
They the watch them. No, the young boy Lakers.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. In the L.A. Times, they said that Kareem was finished. Y'all remember that? Have you watched 30 for 30? They said that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was washed up, right, Honey Bakatoon? That man had 29 points, 17 rebounds, and hit the final shot. And he put his fifth. And remember now, Kareem was never a person that ever showed any type a sensitivity on the court. Exuberance on the court. He put his fist in like, yeah. Stop playing with me, man. Now, Magic, was he a great ball player? Come on now. I'm not knocking, you know, Irvin. Man, what he did on the court, man, we need Ben Simmons to do for the Sixers in 2021 to be that Magic. To show, I mean, if Ben Simmons starts passing behind his back, between his legs, all that, man. This team, Ben Simmons is the reason the Sixers go, because of Showtime. This is big business. Madison Avenue controls sports. That's why Baco Boy is still there. You know, your boy.
Yeah.
You know, your boy, your favorite player, LeBron James. And in all those things, that's what it's all about. Hey, caller number two. You're in the line right now with Sports Nation. And thanks for calling. Who are you? And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Philly. True friend, Will of God. What's up?
Yo, Willie. Big Willie style.
No.
Ho, ho, ho.
Willie had to top a bunch. I can't be a Willie. I mean, I can free Willie, but I can't be a Willie. You know what I mean? Not even a
Listen, Will, I'm what? Giving you specific instructions before you come on here, and you are still not adhered to the rules. When you come on the line, get to it, Will. You need it.
Oh, I come on the line. What you mean? What you want?
You come on the line. You're supposed to come on with your famous WIP Eagles chant. I told you. I thought we already established this.
He tried to make this like he tried to make his show authentic because he know that joint gonna blow like Massachusetts or something. He like, yeah.
I'm plugging you, man.
He already got the championship for, you know what I mean, all time on the syndicated station, all time collection record before you came on. Go ahead and talk.
No, I ain't worried about that, man. I'm talking about in general. You know what I mean? You talking about something else. I'm talking about facts. I'm saying that the fact that this joint, they're going to pay me.
Wait a minute. That is facts. No. That is facts, what I just said. Continue.
I understand that. I'm talking subliminal. Sorry, didn't mean wake up America. But listen, what I'm saying is they wanted he Angelo crazy, and you know people don't know what the hell's going on. But I'll show you love. I'll give it to you. But the Angelo, he's trying to, but he can't do it because he can't. How you say it? When you on the radio. Because when I was on the radio, I still got my FCC license for life. You know, I can go back on FM radio right now, go back to Villanova, go WPB, go anywhere. But I'm not doing it because you got to stay stationary. I like being free. You know what I mean? You walk anywhere you want, do a show whenever the hell you want. You know what I mean? What time you want. You know what I mean? That's why I made myself a CEO of my own network so I can do whatever the hell I want. No rules, understand. But what I'm saying is Angelo, he's trying to solicit me, but he can't be too much. Now, peep him what he's doing. Now, Howard Eskin had a chance. I started off with Howard Eskin and Ike Reese. But since Angelo's showing me love and letting everybody see me and he's telling people about what they're doing for me when I go on, a million people want to hear what I got to say, I'm like, all right, bet. You know, but he said to me something crazy. Yeah, Will of God, we should change the Eagles chant and make it your chant instead of doing the old Eagles chant. I said, no. Because I know people from a different color might get mad. So I said, no, we can keep the old one. Mine is just an added bonus. So anybody that's listening, this is my new Eagles chant. You can go on YouTube at number two Will of God, no spaces, and you can see all the stuff that I'm doing. Tribute to Howard Eskin when he was supposedly leaving WIP, and I'm the only one that got the authentic interview.
I like that guy. Don't mess him around.
Him. Well, he's a cool guy. To me, he's cool. But you
not
know,
a cool
else,
guy.
You know. Well, it's kind of funny because the tribute to Howard Eskin, I went around to Chickies and Pete and all these other places and asked people how they feel about Howard, and it's kind of funny. They told the truth. They said, I don't like him. Some said, I love
coward
him. Eskins. So I was like, damn.
Mike Piccinelli calls him. He's coward. Coward Eskins. All right.
So anyway, and then the other one is Spontaneous TV. But if you go to other YouTube, DJ Space Chill 322, you see me performing at different shows. But here's
all
for
right.
The Eagles chant. Since Philadelphia's going to win the championship again.
All right.
Because I went on WIP just Friday, and I told him, I said, imagine this. You know, I was just talking general. I said, if the Eagles, right, we the fans, feel as though the second string is just as good or better than the first string, we shouldn't have nothing to worry about, just in case somebody get corona or somebody get hurt. What they told me was like, well, you know, you can't really do that because the first string got to be the first string, this and the other, but, you know, so they put something in the background. And I told them, the Sixers, as soon as they come out, they're going to be like criminals. They're going to take the championship because they don't want to look like
all
the
right.
Eagles did last
based
year
on what?
When we made ourselves look
this?
Like.
What are you basing this on, Will of God? What are you basing this on? Why do
you
think the Sixers are going to win the championship? Why?
Because, think about it. If you saw the Eagles, right, last year and what they did, and let Wentz never come in, and they just like, you know what I mean? The Sixers are about to come out hard because they know the bars is about to open again. They know people are going to be able to say, you're the guy that plays on the Sixers, and Philadelphia fans, we don't hold no back talk. We come at your neck, and even if you're there, we'll talk so loud to make your whole day miserable at that bar or establishment. So they're not going to want to come back. They're like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. So the Sixers are going to play hard, and if they don't get hard, they're going to get pumped and locked up.
You're basing the reason.
I'm basing it on facts. Think about it. If you were the person playing for the Sixers, right, and you had to go to and they about to let, you know, everybody go to the bars and the party's about to open again. You know the party's about to open. So you can imagine if the party's about to open, what would you think might happen if you, a player, goes to one of these establishments? You're going to be able to want to have fun. So you want to play with your highest degree so that they can say, yeah, all right, yeah, you okay, because they know what they're going to receive. You know what I mean? It's a real talk. Go back to the Eagles chat and go like this. Hello, Philadelphia and the world. This is exclusive. Today is May 21st, 2021, I think. Wait a minute. Is this 22? Nope. It's May 22nd. My favorite number is 22 because I was born March 22nd. So give me a birthday present if I make it to next year. I would love to receive it from you because you listen to me now. But imagine you got one side of the stadium saying what? And the other side of the stadium saying who? And then we all collectively together saying we're Eagles. The way my Eagle chant goes. Anybody that's listening, flash your lights. I don't care if you got a headlight, flashlight, or your other light. You know, don't light that light. No, don't do that. Your light on your phone. Y'all crazy. Let's get it. E-H-L-E-S. What? E-H-L-E-S. Who? E-H-L-E-S. Where? Eagles. Hold up. Bring it back now. E-H-L-E-S. What? E-H-L-E-S. Who? E-H-L-E-S. Where? E-A-G-L-E-S. See, we got to spell out Eagles. You know what I'm talking about?
All right. You heard it first.
Got to flush the toilet.
Y'all heard the chant from Will of God. His theory is he said the Sixers winning the chip. All right.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And, you know, we love Will of God because he keeps it real, keeps it relevant. He can tell you how it is. You know, like it's truth, it is what it is. So, but tonight, man, having, you know, Hootie Bacatoon come on here and talk about, you know, the difference between Magic Johnson and Isaiah Thomas and our wonderful hater, the coach, Derek Gibson. May he continue his hatred upon the world. And, of course, congratulations on his 31st O&E Syndicate Station All-Time Connection Record. Tomorrow night, we come back on this O&E Stations with the wonderful Chinchilla Jolicia and News Forum right here, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time on these O&E stations. And, of course, the wonderful Damon Network has advertising to O&E, which is Oladeli and Ghosty Enterprise. Reach, of course, at www.looking glass entertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Ghosty Primetime 1 at Damon.com. We're in Ghosty Time both for Twitter and Instagram, Oladeli and Ghosty and Pinterest, Google Plus, Oladeli Malay, we're in Ghosty at Facebook, as well as our business page, Huddle Sports Station.
as well as the historic, determined, and motivated online network established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful programs tonight, Olay Bay Lay Down and Goes With Mine, gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malay Wayne Gozi, saying good night, good luck. To all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis, now, knuckleheads, huddle up for the coach.
All right, fellas, it's a great show tonight, man. You know, see what we're doing around here. Like I said, I'm next week, get ready for the interview series that's about to start. It's a new format I'm doing. And Build Up Your Legend, Keith Singleton will be he actually inducted to he's in the Hall of Fame for high school sports. He'll be on the line with us talking about his trials and tribulations as a star athlete to the federal penitentiary. Like I said, Sixers, if the cards is in, they're going to win it. It's up to Ben. If this is not really up to Embiid, it's up to Ben and Doc. I don't know what's going on with the West. The West is crazy. The Wild, Wild West. They're going to try to keep Balco Boy around. Let's see what go on. See y'all next week. Peace.